Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. I got sunshine
on a cloudy day. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, you know what city we're in? I don't know if you know this or not. We're actually in San Diego. Did you know that? And San Diego is the city where the Chargers are.
Did you know that? I did not know that.
Oh, okay. San Diego. That's where I am.
San Diego.
You know, I like living in
San Diego.
You know, it's a lot sunnier here in
San Diego
than yucky Cleveland. All I can say is
San Diego
is a cool place to live, especially considering LA. You can just stop right there. That's good. Nobody's done. Who's going to argue with that? This segment brought to you by Thrivent Financial and our very good friend, Jonathan During, from La Jolla Gateway Team. We're going to nail down these talking points so that they sound right, because we had Jim on. I haven't had a chance to have Jonathan on, so we got to get everybody working together. Here's the deal for Thrivent. They're a faith-based membership organization. The purpose that Thrivent has, they strengthen Christian communities by helping members to be wise with their money and inspiring them to live generous lives. You see, what's going on in society right now is people are not being encouraged to be generous in their lifestyle. They're asked to be generous in moments. And Thrivent is trying to help people to live a life that's a generous life, a giving life, not just financially, but in life itself. They give. What they do is, for any church you have, that you're looking for college instruction regarding finances, estate strategies, well, if you want to move your life from a me to a we, if you want to understand that money is not the most important thing in the universe, thank you. If you want to really understand that, they do presentations, conferences, and seminars in churches for free. Free. Okay? So they're willing to do that presentation, give you that information. If you listen to that information, you think it's great and don't use them, they don't go, oh, well, now pay us. They stand by their commitment to help people. First of all, Thrivent, by the way, Fortune 500 companies, over 100 years old. I mean, come on. The members have over 70 billion. Billion with a B. Duh, duh, duh. Anyway, in assets. That's good. And so I'm telling you right now, call Ruth, or because Ruth said, don't just tell them to call me. Call Ruth, call Jonathan, call Jim, call the La Jolla Gateway Team, 858-455-5227. Or we're going to do that number differently. 858-455-5227. I like saying that better. What do you think? That's a better way to say it. Okay, that's how we're doing it. I just don't know how nobody knows what that is.
I don't know either.
I'm just flabbergasted.
And we keep playing it till someone calls.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. I got a DDD that is on the powerful side. Do you want to have one of those power DDDs? You know, we got Christmas coming up. What is it, Wednesday? This is how bad it is when you're born and raised Jewish and become a Christian. When's Christmas? It's like, I'm working it out from the schedule point of view. Here's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm doing a live show. You want to know why? Because it's Christmas Eve. It's not Christmas. I'm not understanding why Christmas Eve is off. Because I'm not getting Thanksgiving Eve off. And I'm never getting New Year's off. New Year's Eve off. I don't get that off.
But at least you're off.
Yeah. Hey, it keeps mosquitoes away. Come on. Off is good for something. Anyway, so here's the dealios. Tomorrow, I'm just telling you right now, going to be a lot more fun, the show. I mean, I got my B.O. rage out of me. People are like, Barack Obama?
Did you use
deodorant? Yeah, I used deodorant for that. I used right guard. Get it? Because I'm on the right side and in my guard. Come on! Or I used sure, because I'm positive.
What's so funny?
Nothing. I just have a loony sense of humor.
There you go. And by the way, I don't use arid because I'm not walking around in dry land. Here we go. Three in a row, folks. If you knew how good that was, none of that scripted. Why? We don't have a script. That's why. We're going to do this DDD, but I want to say tomorrow's show, I'm talking about the famous Christmas tree experience.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Brian K. Smith, Brian T. Smith.
Yeah, no, it's Brian T. Smith. No, the famous Christmas tree experience plus the famous Christmas miracle that took place in my life. So I'm talking about the Christmas tree that took place. That's not a miracle. And then the famous miracle that took place. Two big, big, big stories.
No, but the Christmas tree was fun.
Not at the moment. That's all I got to say. We're not going to get into that because I can't get all...
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, I can't get all hyper right now. You know what happens. All right, so how long do I got? Like 4 minutes?
David, you have 4 minutes.
Perfect. Here it is, DDD, and this one's going to really challenge you. And for those that know people, watch this. You're going to go, oh, that's good, Dave. You're even going to say that to me when I get in there. John chapter 5, verse 5 through 6. John, the Gospel of John chapter 5, verse 5 through 6. An apostle that's no better than Luke, or no worse. I don't know how you do that stuff. Here it is, the title. An Honest Question. That's the title. Now I'll give you the subtitle. You don't got to write down the subtitle, though. An Honest Question for Those Who Are Hurt, Ill, or Suffering. Here it is, John chapter 5, verse 5 through 6. One man was there who had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had already been there a long time, Jesus said to him, ready? Do you want to get well? See, Jesus doesn't ask questions because he's bored and has nothing to, I got nothing to do. I'll just ask a question. That's not what's going on. One man was sitting there. He'd been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, he knew he'd been there a long time. I'm not even going to discuss how he probably knew that, but let's just say it was probably obvious after 38 years, folks. Then he said to him, do you want to get well? Let me explain something to you. People who are ill, hurting, and suffering, there are four statements. One, four different kinds of people. Let me rephrase that. One, some people don't want to get well because they like the attention. Now, everybody who's listening to my voice knows somebody who's sick, and every time you talk to them, the only thing they ever discuss is the sickness. It's like a disease they can't live without. If Jesus said to them, do you want to get well? Most of those people would answer, I'm not sure. Isn't that a shame? And it's true. And it doesn't have to only be a physical sickness. It can be other kinds of sickness. Some people are like, I don't know if I want to get well. Some people, listen to this. When Jesus would ask the question, do you want to get well? Some people are comfortable where they're at. It's not just that they like attention because they're the sick person. Everybody, woe is me. They're so comfortable. They don't want to make a change because they're more uncomfortable with change than with healing. They're more uncomfortable with altering. They're more uncomfortable. They'd rather be sick. I said that wrong, and I apologize. They'd rather be sick and stay where they're at so they don't have to alter life. So some people are sick. They stay sick because they want the attention. Some people are sick, and they're comfortable in their sickness. Some people, listen to this, believe they deserve their sickness. They believe their sins are so horrendous that they deserve what they're getting. Even though the blood of Jesus Christ paid for their sins, even though that's the case, they don't want to have to, no, I deserve this. And then there's some people that want to get better. So you got four people. So if you're a person that's hurt, ill, or suffering, which of these four are you? When Jesus says, do you want to get well? Are you a person that likes attention? Are you a person that's comfortable in your illness? Are you a person that thinks that you deserve your struggle? Or do you want to get better? Because when Jesus comes to heal people, to touch people, to love on people, he's looking for people that want to get well. So don't tell me, well, you don't understand. Listen, if you like attention and you stay sick because you like attention, you really need help and encouragement in the kingdom. to stop that and to get from the Lord what he offers you. If you're a person that's so comfortable, you fear the change, you really need to stop that and get well and receive from what the Lord wants to give you. If you're a person that believes you deserve what you're going through, you need to stop that and get well and go to the Lord for that answer. And if you're a person that just wants to get better, this guy was suffering for 38 years. My first response, and I'm going to talk about this later on the show, don't you dare give up. Between now and the dust, not one day do you give up. Not one. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got some people coming in studio. We got some other stuff happening. You never know with our show. Doctor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Get away from it all and welcome the new year at La Casa del Zorro Resort in Borrego Springs. The New Year's Eve package includes deluxe poolside room and two ballroom party tickets with four-course gourmet dinner, dancing to a live band, party favors, and a midnight toast. Details at lacasadelzorro.com.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Doop, 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 a bell, doop, 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 a bell, doop, 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 a bell, doop, doop.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, you know you live in California. You got something to complain about? Go live in Cleveland. Okay, that'll give you something to work with. In the studio today with us, Portia Voigt, who is the president, CEO, coordinator, director, founder, and beginner-er. Is that all right? Of Golden Care Services. Was that a good way to start? The beginner-er of
that?
Okay. How you doing, Portia?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. And then you brought along with you Abby. Abby, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Okay, good. Just grab that mic and put it just a little closer to you. So with the girls, we're running late because of traffic because of, you know, it's getting to where everybody's leaving. Right,
it's crazy out there.
Is
we apologize.
Oh, don't worry about it. You know, I was surprised that I didn't see your helicopter. Okay, I'm kidding. They don't have a helicopter.
Yeah, so it's right on the roof.
Yeah, well, that happened actually last week. If this is too loud or something, just point up, point down. Talk to me. Golden Care, by the way, is one of our sponsors and is going to be expanding into other places in the station. So you're going to be hearing Golden Care, I think, on Kevin's show and some of the other shows is where we're moving it because we want you to get business and it's important for people to understand what you guys are offering. Golden Care is enabling older people to stay in their homes when the point of them staying in their homes becomes iffy. Is that kind of a good way to say it, where they get to the point where it's like, I don't know if I can leave them alone? And then Golden Care is helping them so that they can maintain that. Is that right, Portia? Is that kind of how you'd say that?
Exactly, yeah. We just want to make sure that, you know, they're safe and remain independent in their home.
Okay. And so you guys, you help them. You're the ones that do that, right? What do
exactly.
you do for them?
It can range from, you know, anything with cooking, light housekeeping, helping with showering, and then also running errands for them. So if they need to go to the doctor's appointment or, you know, go grocery shopping, we can assist with that.
Okay, awesome. All right, so a couple of things I want to make sure everybody understands. GetGoldenCare.com is the website. So that's not overly complex, folks. It's GetGoldenCare.com. So I'll make sure everybody's there on that. Phone number 760-828-5201. That's 760-828-5201. Abby, talk to me about what you're doing with Golden Care. What do you do? What's your connection?
I wear a lot of hats, actually. So my main job is I'm in charge of marketing and sales to the local communities, doctor's offices, things like that. Also, I am the director of client care, so I'm doing most of the assessments when we get new clients. So that means I just go in and assess their needs, see exactly what we can help them with, and get them started on services.
Cool. Cool. So she's kind of, you don't say a right arm, but kind of a right arm.
Right? She definitely is, yes.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so talk to me about... and this is what I find is fascinating is that you also assist in transitions as well. It's like you're not just like, no, this is the only way to do it, and so on and so forth. I was talking to somebody. It's like, well, how good is that, that Golden Care works with the person while they're in the house, but if they get to the point where it exceeds what you guys do, then you kind of help. You go, okay, let's move you over, and now we got to get you in. And you kind of help coordinate to that point as well, don't you?
We do, yes. There's over 700 different retirement communities within San Diego County alone. So, you know, we help, and it's a free service to the families. So okay. What we do is we drill it down to two different communities, two or three, making sure we take into the client's needs, you know, with their what territory they want to be in and costs and activities, take into everything that they require. And then we help tour the families and find the right community for them to live.
Cool. I mean, that's cool. That's a cool thing. I don't think that there's a lot of services or anybody that's really doing that. I mean, you're the only ones that I heard of, but I just think it's great. So I'm happy that you guys are doing that.
Well,
because
you.
I think there's a transition point where people start, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, Abby, and I think I'm getting this right. They get to a point where they can't do everything alone, and then that's really the first kind of like ding, 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 ding. Okay, we need assistance. Okay.
Right.
And then there's usually, and I would anticipate, just logically thinking, a period where they can get along with that, function with that, and do that to the point where all the way to the point where they can't do that with that type of living. It actually needs to be a deep, and that can be a 1 year period, 2 year period, 5 year period, 10 year. I mean, there's not a real time frame, is there? That it's like it's not the same for everybody, right?
No.
I mean, so it's got to be a real different kind of approach. Okay, here's what I want to do, because you guys, and it's nothing. You can't do anything about traffic. This is California, folks. If you can do something about traffic, send me the app, because I want to use the app that doesn't let people text while I'm driving down the 805 and the 5. And I might even give you a dollar for it. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to you guys again. So just kind of relax. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabody's Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable, with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach this show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... Okay, let's do a quick check of the weather. Do you remember when we did this before, the check of the weather?
Yeah.
Here we go. We have some. Good. And then traffic. Well, you guys said traffic was lousy, right? Because I could see like a blue truck and a red car. Seems like a lot of traffic out there. Okay, we're in studio right now with Portia Voigt and Abby, who are from Golden Care. Did we call it Golden Care or Golden Care Services? How do you guys, are a neighbor, just call it Golden Care?
Golden Care.
Just Golden Care. Golden Care are the people that coordinate. Now, this is an interesting, and I kind of wish I had met you a year and a half, 2 years ago, because I have some very good friends who are listening and know that they had somebody in a similar situation, that your service would have been perfect because the person was just at that point where they could do a few things on their own, but not enough things on their own, and there was nobody to help. And there was no way to coordinate the people. My friends could not, they had to work full time and they couldn't break away from it. And it's a shame because then they ended up where it got passed too far, and then the person had to go into a home, and by then it was kind of late, and then it was another sense of dementia worked into the situation.
We hear that a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, just wow. I mean, you got to get the word out is the key for people to understand. If you have a loved one and they're older and they're just to the point where independence is questionable. Is that how you determine? Like, it's just not, it's just independence. Like, some people, maybe they can't be driving, but there's other elements of independence that are questionable. Is that, how do you determine who fits? Is it just anybody that contacts, or do they have to go through a review?
Well, we always do an assessment for every potential client. But it can really, you know, there's not one client that's the same. So everyone's needs differ. You did mention, you know, you lose your driver's license, so they would need rides to different places. But they could, you know, need help cooking, or they could need help with housekeeping or just getting dressed. Maybe they, you know, are bedridden or they're in a wheelchair. So really it just depends on the client's needs.
Okay. Is there, and this is just because I don't know, is there a trigger or two that really tell you should this person be assessed? Is there a trigger? Maybe because if you just say something like memory loss, I'm in tons of trouble.
I mean, I don't know about you, Abby, but I always think of my own parents. So if I, you know, were talking to them and I was thinking, would I, you know, feel unsafe leaving my parents home alone if they were... If anything were to put them in danger, then I would think that they would need help. They would need care.
Okay. So any time they're getting, it's not just a matter of them being able to pick up and go into Costa Rica. It's an issue of survival and surviving well.
Yes,
versus, let's get in the van. We're all going over to, you know, some place like, you know, the buffet.
And maybe they are really independent and they don't need that much help, but they're kind of lonely and they just want a companion.
Ah, that's a good point too, right?
You know?
Right. Excellent point. So, Abby, how long have you been working with Portia? I mean, it's your newer position, so it's your...
I've been there since January of this year, so okay. Almost a year.
Almost a year. Wow, one-year anniversaries are... I just had the year anniversary on the show here. We got a lot of interesting letters, because that's how that goes. For you, do you find the work really rewarding because you're helping people from a position of, if they don't get the help, they're going to get put... away somewhere, maybe where they're not comfortable or just not ready to get to that place where they're getting that much assistance.
Right.
So do you find a lot of rewarding elements in that when you're helping people?
Absolutely.
That's a big part of it, I think, for me to understand the company as well. And for everybody to understand is that you guys do this to help, to serve. I mean, it's a business, and it's not the Department of Free or whatever the case may be, but it is something that you guys are passionate about to help people.
Yes,
definitely.
Right. Okay. Definitely. Phone number. Let's go over the phone number. Then we're going to hit the website again and a couple other quick things. 760-828-5201. Okay. So if you're out there and you're a person who gets that they might need some help, can they call and just say, hey, I just want a free assessment?
Of course.
So you guys do free assessments.
Yes, we do.
Okay, I want to put that in the marketing thing right there. Free assessment, folks. So if you're at that point, you're like... Maybe not. Maybe this is what you want to do. Call 760-828-5201 to get that information. You can also go to getgoldencare.com. That's getgoldencare.com to make sure that you kind of have a handle on what they're doing and how it affects you. We're going to take a break, come back, do one more short segment with you guys, if that's all right. You don't
have
to. Otherwise, you just got to go back in traffic and sit there
right.
And go,
like
oh,
that.
Boring. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to talk more to Golden Care. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
2014 is the year of the pastor. KPRZ will celebrate those in ministry with five special events in 2014, kicking it off with the Year of the Pastor Luncheon presented by Thrivent Financial on Wednesday, January 15th with Dr. Robert Jeffress. KPRZ will announce the first inductees to the KPRZ Hall of Faith, recognizing those who have served and strengthened the faith of people in San Diego. It'll be a special historic day, and you don't want to miss it. The Year of the Pastor Luncheon, presented by Thrivent Financial, is free to attend and sponsored by Life Choices, Mission Aviation Fellowship, SDG&E, and Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Pastors, this is your year. Don't miss the Year of the Pastor Luncheon, recognizing those who have served and strengthened the faith of people in San Diego. Register today for the Year of the Pastor Luncheon, presented by Thrivent Financial at KPRZ.com. You don't want to miss this.
This is James Fazio, Dean of Biblical Studies at Southern California Seminary, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Southern California Seminary has been equipping pastors and ministry leaders right here in San Diego for over 67 years. We are excited for what the Lord has done and will continue to do through our students in the years to come. On behalf of the faculty and student body of Southern California Seminary, we pray for God's best for you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
It's always a delicious holiday at the French Gourmet, San Diego's finest full-service caterer since 1979. Too busy to cook? Make it a French Gourmet holiday. They do the cooking. You take the credit from the main course to the dessert. Don't worry, no one will even know. The French Gourmet offers all the traditional trimmings from side dishes to delectable desserts. Impress your friends and family with a delicious feast from the French Gourmet. Make your holiday celebrations delicious and stress-free. The French Gourmet can create a menu and service that will complement your holidays and your budget. Put your confidence in the award-winning French Gourmet. Planning a holiday party, a corporate event, a wedding, or just a family get-together? You'll need the French Gourmet to cater delicious prepared food and peace of mind. Call the French Gourmet at 858-488-1725. That's 858-488-1725. Or visit thefrenchgourmet.com. That's thefrenchgourmet.com. It's always a delicious day at the French Gourmet.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash, or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
I was watching the news. Turns out home burglaries skyrocket around Christmas. It got me thinking. I'm traveling a lot for work, so what if that happened to my house? Worse yet, what if my family were home? My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I looked into home security. I checked all my options, and the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but their video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Vivint's amazing holiday deal is happening now through Monday. Get up to $1,300 in security cameras and equipment on us. Plus, get installation and your $99 activation free. Call 1-800-908-3846. That's 800-908-3846. 800-908-3846.
Restrictions apply. Up to 60-month agreement. Service not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for details and license information.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM.
Hold on. KPRZ. I'm feeling this one. Here we go. I've been working on this. Now watch this. Ready? Here it comes. Yeah. You know. Don't tell me lessons don't pay off. Watch this. Listen to this right here. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. So I've been sitting here talking to Portia Vogt, and I've been calling her Portia Voight.
That's okay.
You know, I'm just a pro. At what? I have no idea. But just a pro somewhere. I think somebody texted me saying, can you learn to speak properly? No. Okay, that'll solve that problem forever. Also with us is Abby from Golden Care. So the whole gang is here. 760-828-5201. That's 760-828-5201. Also, getgoldencare.com. And what I want to talk to Abby about, I'm going to toss it to Abby. She's going to toss it over to Portia. Portia's going to bring it back to me. Let me tell you what we do around here. And that is, talk to us about pay. How does the pay structure work? Is it only monthly? Is it yearly? What? How does this work?
So it depends on each individual client, how exactly they want to pay for the service. We do have an hourly rate and a live-in rate, so it just depends on the need for the client. Live-in means that the caregiver would actually come and stay the night, so they do actually have a place to sleep. So, you know, both of those are the two options. We work with long-term care insurance as well. So for anyone that has a long-term care policy, most of them do cover home care. And then also for our veterans, VA aid and attendance, we can help get them qualified for that if they meet the requirements. And that's, you know, depending on the service and how much they need, they can get anywhere from, I believe it's like $1,200 a month to around $2,000 a month to pay for this type of care.
Okay. So there's a lot of variety there.
There is.
I mean, there's,
yes.
And then so people, in order to find out, they're better off calling you guys and talking to you as opposed to trying to assess it on their own,
right.
Going, well, this is what I can pay. I mean, you don't even know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole point of talking to people who know the business.
I mean,
you know that there's four tires on your car, but do you know everything about the combustion engine? No. So you take it to a mechanic. Thank you. Okay. So you got to take it to the right places and talk to the right people. 760-828-5201. That's 760-828-5201. Portia, talk to me about, because we're in the holidays, and
yes.
And we're at that point, and Abby was going to ask you this. I'm just asking for her. And talk to me about signs, indications. We kind of mentioned that, but I mean, you got the holidays coming up, people not seeing each other for a long time, and it's kind of a unique time family-wise anyways.
Yeah,
right?
It's a great time for, you know, families to evaluate their parents or their loved ones and to see if there are, you know, some big changes. Maybe they're repeating their stories a lot, or maybe they're moving a little slower than last year when you saw them. Maybe they have some unexplained bruising. You know, the signs can be limitless, but just to be aware and to see what changes have taken place is good, especially around the holidays.
Okay, so the idea there is to heighten the awareness for you in your interaction with family members, and to be aware that if they need help, they might not be the first people to say they need help. That might come from, and often does come, from another family member who's watching, observing, and going, wow, you know, the speech is slurred, or the thought process is really slowing down, and things are changing, and they don't look like they're functioning quite the same way, and so we need to get some kind of care, some kind of help. That's when they should really move on that and do something about that.
You just want to be more proactive than reactive. I mean, you don't want to get a call from your neighbors saying that your mom was wandering around in the middle of the night.
Right.
So it's best to be proactive and just be alert to different changes going on.
Yeah. You know, ironically, now you wouldn't know this, and I'm just going to tell you, ironically, that statement you just made, there's a very, very well-known preacher, I mean, a church of 20,000 people, that did a whole, watched this whole message he did on not being reactive, but being proactive, and knowing the difference between the two. So it's just funny you should say it. Brilliant message, because if you live your life reactive, everything's a crisis, and everything's on the defensive, and everything's on the wrong side, whereas if you're proactive, you're trying to do better in life, get the most out of life, and offer the best opportunities in life for not just yourself, but the people around you.
Exactly.
So that's a really good way to, that was a really good way to say that.
Oh, thank you.
Good job. Good score on that one. Good job. Look at Portia and Abby going to town. Nice job, ladies. 760-828-5201. That's 760-828-5201. Also, getgoldencare.com. The key here is if you're thinking, maybe, then it's a phone call. Then it's worth the website visit. Then it's worth some proactive activities and responsibilities to make sure that the people that are in your life, who you love, are taken care of and nothing bad happens. Is that a good way to say it?
It is.
Okay, good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, some news, some DDDs, and who knows? We'll see. Wheel, got to go round.
Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hurry into Toyota Carlsbad for huge savings during the 30-year celebration of Toyotathon. They're saying thanks a million with incredibly low prices on Camry, Corolla, Prius, Tundra, and more. Details at toyotacarlsbad.com or visit Toyota Carlsbad in Car Country Carlsbad.
It's Kevin Davis here. The holidays are a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, aren't they, Tracy?
They are, Kevin. But first, you know, I want to let everybody know we just completed our 7th annual Christmas dinner for the military. We had close to 500 people here. It was really terrific. But yes, Kevin, this time of year with families coming into town is a great time to come and see what Monte Vista is all about. You know, when you come and visit us, you'll see the lovely surroundings the residents enjoy, how nice the apartments are, maybe experience one of the activities, and you'll realize this is not a facility. Monte Vista Village is a 65-plus community with customized plans. Some people may want all our weekly maid service, and some may want none. So I hope you'll take the opportunity and come visit us with your family and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village. You can reach me at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331. Check out Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Happy holidays from the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial and Jonathan During. 2013 has been a long year, and the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial hopes that this holiday season brings comfort and joy and time to share with family and friends. Merry Christmas from Jonathan During and the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial. To learn more about the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial, call them at 858-455-5227 and ask for Ruth. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
All right. Now listen how good this is. I've been working on this one.
Now I have to say, David, you finally moved up to a different song. This is great. The Christmas song at that.
That's right. I've been working on this just for this second Christmas here at the David Spoon Experience. Listen to this. Here we go. Oh, yeah, listen. All right. Listen. Oh, yeah, baby.
Merry Christmas, baby.
That's right. That's my good friend singing that. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Big shout out to our good friend, Ohio State, Ron and family. Saying Merry Christmas to them. I miss Ron. Ron's not around here. Where's Ron? Where did Ron go? I have nobody to sit there and go, did you see how lousy the Lions were? They were as bad as your Cleveland Browns. Anyway.
I think he's back in Cleveland getting ready for the next Indian season, or lack thereof.
I don't know. You guys can talk baseball later. That's all I can say.
That's all that matters, isn't it? Baseball?
Listen, this is a problem. The Lions lost. The Red Wings lost 5 out of last 7. I'm not having a very good sports.
What about the Tigers, Dave? Baseball's coming up.
Yeah. Okay. So right now I'm in my, is Detroit bankrupt? You want to know why? Because nobody lives there. Why? Because it's a lousy place to live. Okay. You know, somebody from Detroit's going to call me and say, how dare you say that? And my response will be, why aren't you living there? Ooh, good one. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Genesis Recovery. By the way, I want to make sure that people know this, and this is a really good thing, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea. We support Genesis Recovery San Diego. This is not a group that's like, hey, any bad things, bad people. No, this is people that when people are, their life's kind of like a train wreck, and it's not going well, these guys are there to help people pick up the pieces at the bottom. And they're connected to the Rock Church. They're a strong ministry, 12-step recovery. And for them, for people that they deal with, drinking, one drink, not an option. It's just a bad play because one drink leads to 15, 25, too many. So they're working on it. We want you to support them. We want you to be participating in prayer for them. I mean, at a minimum, GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. It's a long URL. You can just put in Genesis Recovery in Google. It'll come up. 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. By the way, they're looking for sponsors. They're looking for prayer warriors. And they're looking to help you if you're somebody that needs the help. So don't back away. Don't ignore that. Be responsive to that. That's an important part of things. Okay, we're not going to take a ton of time talking about the news, and you want to know why? Yeah, take a guess why.
It's depressing.
I could care less.
That too.
Is that a bad attitude? I could care less. You know, you should be more caring. Okay. Jim Carrey, saw plenty of him in some of his movies. I don't have to be more caring. Do you like that? Not bad. Thank you very much. I will say this is the one piece of news I did want to bring up. This I thought was kind of interesting. You know who George Will is? Strong conservative. Yeah, okay. He said the new biggest American entitlement is to go through life without being offended. It was a great political statement. He's thinking that there's some kind of entitlement for people not to be offended. Can I just help everybody out? Can I take this minute and help everybody out with this? You know, Jesus said that you won't go through life that way. Some people hate that. What? If you go to the NIV and read Matthew 6:14, it talks about when people sin against you. You know what Jesus says? He goes, when they sin against you, not if they sin against you. You know what will never happen? You will never go through life without being offended. It will never happen. Okay? So when he said that it's an entitlement to go through life without being offended, he was saying it tongue in cheek. You know what Jesus said? Not going to happen. So when people sin against you, not if they sin against you, folks, it's not if, it's when. And when they sin against you, you should be merciful, right? And extend mercy back to them. Okay. Especially because God has such mercy on us. But they do have to ask for forgiveness. Because God forgives his people when they seek forgiveness. One other thing I think is interesting is the only other political story we'll do, because then I got a top 10 Christmas song list. Isn't that better? Here it is. The White House has sent out another family Christmas. Do you hear about this? Family Christmas card. Do you know what the family Christmas card says at the White House?
Please sign up for Obamacare.
No, that's what they want everybody to talk about during Christmas, which we already talked about, which is goofy. No, it says this. We just want to thank God Almighty for sending Jesus Christ, his son, to die on the cross for our sins. And it doesn't say that. Wait, hold on. Back up. It says, we just want to thank God because he sent his son, Jesus, named Emmanuel, to let us live. Oh, no, it doesn't say that. We just want to thank Jesus Christ for being the reason for the season. Oh, it doesn't say that either. For the fifth straight year, the White House Christmas card makes no mention of Christmas, Jesus, or the Bible. Fifth straight year.
Does it say happy holidays?
It does. It says this. As we gather around this season, may the warmth and joy of the holidays fill your home. You can't be any more generically, pathetically throw-up-ishness than that. That's not a Christmas card. That's not even a good Yuntiv card. That's not even a good Sabbath card. That's not even a good birthday card.
Makes me
want to
puke.
As we gather around the season, may your warmth and joy of the holidays fill your home. You know, I wish somebody would point out the word holiday comes from holy day. Somebody should just be aware of that somewhere in society. you know, if Jesus isn't the reason for the season. Oh, by the way, my brother and I were talking about this on the way home. I'm not supposed to tell people this, am I? So I'm driving home, I'm talking to my brother, and we're talking about how that they, because we talk, we're, you know, 35 plus years being a Christian in a Jewish family, we don't stop talking about Jesus. Oh, he's off the radio, they don't talk about Jesus. Yeah, I'm in the bathtub reading books from people that talk about Greek words in their history. I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, going back, I digest. Going back, we're talking, and we're talking about atheists. Why? Well, because it's fun to discuss it. So we're discussing atheists, and he's like, well, you know, because their position, you know, it's, you know, they're atheists, so they don't want to celebrate Christmas. So my response, because we've talked about that, is from now on, if I ever talk to another atheist and he accepts any time and a half or double time for Christmas pay, I'm just going to point my finger in his face and go, Hippocrates, and walk away from him. Because any atheist who is honest would not receive double time, overpay, or any kind of extra pay for Christmas holiday. No special pay, no time and a half, no double pay, none of that. If you're an honest atheist, you won't take any of it. But I've yet to meet the atheist who would honor that.
It's great.
Yeah. I want to say, we're atheists. We don't believe in that.
Oh, I do get my Christmas double bonus, don't I?
Sorry, you don't believe in it. You don't get it.
That's like, come on, people. Anyway, I just want to say, how funny is that? But going back to this Christmas card from the whatever, here's what I put on my commentary, because I only make so many commentaries. Here's the holiday card from the White House. Ready? Here's my point. Now tell me if I'm wrong about this. This is the not scoring any points with people who say you are a Christian or say you're not a Christian and they're not sure if you really believe in faith. Not scoring any points with these people. Because it's like, you're killing me. So here's the simple part. A Christian is one who follows Jesus, okay? We follow Jesus based on what his word tells us, what he has to say to us. The gospel contains his word. If you're not a believer in the gospel, which is the words of Jesus, then you don't believe and you're not a follower of Jesus.
And therefore you're not a Christian?
Yeah. If you don't, if you say, no, that's not true, you do believe in Jesus, just not the Jesus. You believe in a Jesus. There's a big difference. Okay, for those that don't know. So you can believe in a Jesus. He was a great moral teacher. Really? He told he was the Messiah, the only true way to God. Reconcile. Go. Talk amongst yourselves. Go. Go. Anyway, you want to know the top 10 favorite songs or should I do that
tomorrow? Of course. No, I want to know.
Okay.
I also have the top 14 holiday appetizers. So which one do you want?
Dave, honestly,
I mean,
I love Christmas music, but you brought food up. I want food.
I did. Okay, we'll do food. 14 holiday appetizers, the top fresh appetizers. Let's just do the top 10, okay? All right. Top 10, number 10, baked fontina. What's baked fontina?
What's fontina?
I don't know. Skillet of bubbly melted cheese. Oh, I like that.
I like cheese.
I like cheese. Number 9, homemade cocktail sauce with shrimp. Okay.
That's a yummy.
Yeah, but is that a Christmas thing?
No.
Okay. Cheese ball.
That's not holiday either.
Wait.
It's not Christmas.
Stop,
sorry.
Stop. Cheese ball. Come on.
But you are one.
You know what? The image, I like that commercial from that one cheese place. You know, how do you know the cheese not ready? You know, nacho cheese. Okay. Anyway. Here's another one, though, for cheese. And I like this one. 7. Cheese straws. Have you ever heard of that?
Never had one. No.
A cheese straw. It's sprinkled with black pepper or cayenne pepper. And it's like a cheese. It's a straw-shaped piece of deep-fried cheese.
Ooh.
I know. I like that. This does not work for me on number 6, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just tell you right now. Crunchy spiced chickpeas. I'm not a chickpea fan.
They're okay.
Bruschetta with fresh ricotta and spinach.
Now that is right up my alley.
Yeah, the wife likes that right there. This, again, does not work for me, and I'll explain why after I finish saying what it is. Prunes wrapped in bacon.
Okay, Dave, I love bacon. Yes, bacon makes you live longer. Nothing in the world makes a prune taste good.
I got nothing for you on that. I'm skipping number 3 because I can't pronounce the word, and I'm already bad with words. So number 2, stuffed mushrooms with sausage, nuts, and dried fruit. I like that.
Oh, amen.
I'm for that one. And then the top one, this is a holiday appetizers and snacks for the crowd. There it is. Jalapeno popper corn cakes with spicy ranch dip.
And we're getting some delivered to the studio tomorrow, right?
I don't even know what that is. Yes. Yes, we are. Yes. Okay, and we'll close out with this one because everybody's going to want to do this right now after we close the show. Unwanted memories are now able to be erased in the electroconvulsive therapy experiment right out of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. They are now taking electric shock and zapping people's brains to making them forget things. Two things I got to say about this. Didn't Jim Carrey already prove this doesn't work in the movie? And then number two, I forgot.
In case you didn't remember, that was also a theme in the movie Paycheck.
That good point. Good job. You know, it only took you, you know, until 9 months to watch that movie. But that
watch
was
what movie?
Point. What movie? What show? Are we done? We're done. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Tomorrow, the Christmas show, the famous Christmas tree story, plus the Christmas miracle of my life. Don't miss it. It's going to be an awesome live two-hour show. We'll talk to you then. We've come a long, long way together.